Okay, so I have to do a Halloween meme, and I'm probably going to do like a Halloween challenge thing, and I'm probably going to do all of the Halloween themed things that I can find time to do because Halloween is kind of my thing, if you haven't guessed. I kind of wait like all year for it, so like I wait for Halloween like a 10-year-old waits for Christmas. Do you have any Halloween sexual kinks? I don't know. I don't really know what counts as a Halloween kink. I've heard fuck most of the classic monster movies if that counts, including Pinhead and Freddy Krueger, which is embarrassing, but not Jason. I'm not sure if I consider Jason sentient. Do you get turned on by fear? If so, when do you first remember getting aroused when scared? Sort of. I fetishize things that scare me, and sometimes I get turned on when I'm afraid, but not always. But then again, I'm kind of embarrassingly one of those people that if you get me turned on enough, it's just like, okay. Nope, still sexy. I try to avoid telling people that because eventually someone is going to want to run tests. I guess once I figured that out, it explained a lot of the weird dreams I was having where, like, things would be sexy as hell and terrifying at the same time. Yeah, that was. Some of those were not exactly awesome before I figured out, hey, this is just a thing your brain does. You're just kind of into being tortured. Don't worry about it. Go with it. I was slightly angsty about that as a child. Okay, so it's your first full moon after being bitten by a werewolf. What do you do? Well, first of all, determine if I have, like, conscious control over myself in werewolf form. Because really, that's the question. Secondly, figure out if the other werewolves are dicks. If I somehow got trapped in that. What's that fanfiction universe where, like, you have the alphas and the omegas go into heat, and, like, when they're in heat, they just want to have sex with all of the alphas, and the alphas just want to rape the fuck out of the omegas uncontrollably, and, like, pair bonding and, like, shenanigans ensue. Figure out if I'm trapped in that. If so, figure out if I'm going to have to, like, start taking heat suppressants or not. God, that would suck. I know a lot of people who would like being a werewolf a lot more than me, so probably hit them up for money in order to turn them into werewolves. What's the craziest thing you've ever done on Halloween? No idea. I've always pretty much celebrated my birthday on Halloween, and I don't really know. I like doing weird things that I've never done before. It's often hard of me, hard for me to be like, okay, that is the craziest thing. I guess one time I went to a Halloween-themed munch, and one time I went trick-or-treating in the middle of my shift at work, and, like, I took my break, and that was the job where no one really gave a fuck what I did anyway. And I worked in a bookstore, so mostly that consisted of me occasionally trying to get people to buy things and, like, doing the whole, "Hi, can I take your money?" thing. But mostly, yeah, I'm gonna read that book and that book and that book occasionally messing with people because we had like this huge collection of pornographic novels that we got from somewhere, and like I bought one of everything just to see what was in there because it was like my second job ever. And then I was like, okay, so like whenever someone would come in and buy it, I would give them like a rating on how good I thought the book was. But yeah. Is that crazy? I don't know. See, this is why I shouldn't do these questionnaires because I'm totally the tangent queen. Okay, so what character in a horror movie would you be? The virgin who survives, the jock who gets off in the first half hour, the badass who makes it to the end just to get killed in the third act, the scream queen, male hero. No. You know that shy, like misunderstood girl in Act One who like because through a combination of sex being evil and her being horny and people being horrible to her, eventually turns into a serial killer. Hi! That's. Yeah. I'd be May. Basically. Sorry. I don't know if that's cheating. A warlock has cast a spell turning you into what you've dressed up as for Halloween. What do you hope you pick to wear? Catwoman. Then I can fulfill my earliest career goal. They were like, you can't be Catwoman. I can't. You can't be a witch. I can't. Oh, by the way, you can't even be a librarian because ebooks. And I was like, well, fuck. I'm just gonna, like, get a job doing something. I don't know. So that's pretty much, yeah, Catwoman. If not Catwoman, a Bene Gesserit would also be acceptable. Although I wouldn't dress as one for Halloween because no one would know what I was doing. Okay. You've just read from the Book of the Dead. Why am I stupid? I'm stupid! Questionnaire! Why are you making me stupid? I would not do this! Okay, someone has tricked you into reading from the Book of the Dead. What do you do now that you've unleashed a demon and it's raining blood? Check and see. The demon, like, okay, is this like a demon of the metal? Or is it like an actual, hi, you summoned me, now I'm going to murder you, demon? Check and see if it actually has some sort of vendetta against me personally. If not, meh. If it does, assuming I manage to get out of that alive, flee. Come up with a plan to defeat it eventually. But first, fleeing. Lots. Fleeing in terror like a little girl. Yes. You've woken up as a newly turned vampire. What kind of hedonistic first night do you have? Oh, honey. No. The first night is not for hedonistic stuff. The first night is the night where you're like, okay, so. I'm a vampire. I'm gonna live forever. I need to cement my power base so that I don't get killed in the first 20 minutes of being a vampire. Okay, so I need some steady supplies of food. That could maybe turn hedonistic. I could call up some of my exes. Maybe all of them. Yes, that counts as hedonistic. Call all of my exes. Hey, I'm a vampire. Wanna join my blood pool? Call like that guy that wants to. Yeah. Yes. Enslave people with mind control. Figure out if I have mind control. Figure out what powers I have. Very important. But I just. Like, I just really would like to belong to a vampire, so I thought about that way too much. I would also kind of like to be a vampire, but yeah, it's complicated. Anyway, Next question. What Halloween costume turns you on the most when you see someone wearing it? Do you remember steampunk? I know that was like a while ago when steampunk was a huge deal. Oh my god. Mad science. And like asylums and like lab coats and tubes and valves and and like those little like yeah. I have spent all my flirting with people in lab coats, especially guys in lab coats. To the point where like this was a completely wasted night. Nothing was ever going to happen. Followed you around all night anyway. Sorry, bro. See a man in a lab coat just makes me want to distract you something. You ever used Halloween as an excuse to try something kinky in the bedroom? See above. I actually went 1 year as a mental patient. I got this like crappy like Halloween straight jacket from, and I wore like nylons with it. And I'm really tall. I have a big butt. So like it was supposed to be like a dress. On me, it really should have been a shirt. And I was like, you know what? No, it's Halloween. Rip nylons all the way. And I actually like it worked properly enough that I couldn't really move my arms. I had to drink from like straws at the bar all night, which is pretty freaking cool. And I got the boyfriend of that time to wear a lab coat, and we did in fact have a lot of sex in that at least once. And he was like, "Why does this turn you on so much?" But he went with it. It was awesome. It was awesome. I would totally have random cosplay sex with again, but I've never really gotten the opportunity to. And while we're on that point, I would actually like to try sex with somebody having a knife near them, but has not happened yet. When was the last time you dressed up for Halloween and what were you? So, I made all my friends into a zombie horde, except for my one friend who's allergic to almost every form of makeup, and I was like, "You! I have a really long black opera coat. You are now a necromancer. Go with it." And we went to this bar. Actually had absinthe and no one would try the absinthe but me, and I've had absinthe before, and I was like, "You, try this absinthe," and she's like, "No." Well, actually she tried it and then she's like, you finish this." So then I was just like, "Ooh," and I'm like, I don't know if that actually works on other people and does anything other than alcohol, but it makes me like shivery and like makes everything kind of soft around the edges. It's lovely, but like I don't, I'm extra sensitive to a lot of substances, so I don't know if it would do anything for people or if it's just overrated. But I'll drink most things if they're on fire, so yeah. But no, I did my one friend as a sexy zombie who I covered in fake blood mostly. Not very much else. And I did like bluish lipstick, like a Cupid's bow thing, and like fake eyelashes everywhere. Like I was covered in like weird eyes and like all this dead skin. And my waitress told me I looked like Helena Bonham Carter. I was okay with this. Yeah, so that was last year. Would I ever go to a masquerade sex party? Yes. Do you know the address to one? Would I join in or would I just watch? I'm that person who goes to things and I say, oh, I'm just gonna watch. You guys go ahead. And then this is how they get me. They're like, we need a volunteer to do this thing. And everybody's like, hell no, I'm not doing that thing. And everybody's like, but, someone has to do the thing. And it's like, fine. And then, like, that's how, like, two Christmases ago, I ended up tied up and tickled for, like, a couple hours. Just tickled. Just like, okay, we're going to tie you up so that you cannot possibly get away. Because this guy has never tied anyone up yet. Okay, so now what do you want to do with it? He's like, can I tickle it? And I was like, fuck, I'm actually really ticklish. Fuck! Oh my god, no! This is when it was discovered that you can just say, tickle, 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 and I will laugh. It was awesome. Do not have plans for Halloween this year yet. Except that I'm not working either of my jobs. And hopefully it will be awesome.